Do you remember what tonight is? That's right. I'm meeting up with one of my favorite partners, and you are going to help me get ready, right? I can't decide if I want to dress more demure or more like a sex kitten. I would ask for your opinion, but I don't think you are the right person to go to for this. Not that I don't value your input. Of course I do. But, well, you don't scream powerful. Therefore, what would you know of someone who is? What would you know of someone who is powerful and what they would want to see me in? That's right. You wouldn't. So, option one is this black strappy dress. It shows off my cleavage like most things I own, but it also hugs my curves, leaving very little to the imagination. I can wear these matching black strappy heels, but my legs are definitely going to be bare. I don't want to have any nylon on my legs. I want to be able to run my soft, bare leg up and down hers at the dinner table. I'd wear this cute silver necklace that hangs just a little bit too low. That way, the eye is always being drawn to my big, full breasts. And a delicate little silver bracelet with a similar design. Finally, I'd wear the matching silver dangle earrings from the set with the necklace that you got me. Everything I am wearing would be bought for me by my cook to go out on a real date with someone who is actually deserving of me. My cook only wants me to look my best before I go on a date, right? That was option one. This is option two. Option two is this adorable fit and flare red dress. It's off the shoulder and form-fitting up top. It not only makes my breasts look big, but really shows off how tiny my waist is. Then the skirt part flares out. It makes my hips look even bigger, and I think it's just an appealing shape in general. I'd pair it with a pair of boots, either the black or gray ones, most likely the black ones. No bracelet with this dress, but a gold necklace and choker combination, some earrings, probably my favorite black ones, the spiral ones with the jewels on the end, yeah. Looking at the two outfits, I'm realizing I need to pick which one is going to make my date crazy. I need to pick the outfit that screams fuck me right here on the spot. Decisions, decisions. I think I'm going to go with the all black ensemble. Baby, will you please go hang up my other dress and put the rest of the stuff away for me? I need to start on my makeup before I put on my outfit. I don't want to get the dress all dirty with fallout from golden eyeshadow or something. Then I would have to start the outfit picking process all over again, and you know how long that takes me. Thank you for putting my stuff away for me, baby. You are being such a helpful cuck for your girlfriend tonight. Are you getting all excited knowing someone else is going to make me orgasm tonight? While you are sitting at home all by yourself, your girlfriend is going to be out there having the time of her life on a date with someone else. I am going home with someone new tonight, and I'm going to let her fuck me. And then I'll come home and tell you all about it. I know you are turned on right now. I can tell just from the look in your eyes. You are watching me put on this makeup, knowing full well it's going to get smeared later on when someone else is fucking my brains out and making me come. You better not touch yourself while I'm away. You have to wait until I get back. If you are able to keep those hands to yourself, then I'll let you eat my cunt out when I get back. You will get to taste my pussy right after an orgasm, right after my date's fingers have been deep inside me, fingering my G-spot, rubbing my clit. Hopefully, she will make me come so fucking much and so fucking hard that my legs feel like jello afterwards. That is something that only someone who isn't a cuck can do. So, I guess you're shit out of luck in that regard. But that's okay. My little cucky is just happy to receive whatever their girlfriend gives them. Red or black lipstick? Black lipstick makes more of a statement, but red would be a fun pop of color. Both colors are easy to mess up when I'm kissing someone, and they both leave their marks on the other. I like both colors so much, but for this look, I think I'm gonna go with the black lipstick. I just love how the black looks on someone else's lips after I kiss them. You know firsthand, don't you, baby? How pretty your lips look stained with the black from mine. Help me get into my dress. It is so much easier when I have someone help zip me up in this tight, strappy little thing. I know you like to help too. You want me to be as sexy as possible so that I can get fucked properly. You're such a good cuck for me, baby. You are willing to demean yourself just because it turned you on, and it makes me so happy. Maybe if this date goes well, I can explain the situation to her. I could maybe see if she wants to start playing with you as well. Would you like that? I could tie you to a chair and force you to watch and not be able to play with yourself. You would be made to watch as I get absolutely railed by someone better than you and orgasm over and over and over again, all while you haven't even gotten to come once. Once it's all over, I would untie you and let you clean both of us up. You would still not be getting any attention to your lower half, though. It's not my job to take care of that. You are my cuck. So, you would get to orgasm once you finish with me, but I won't be helping you. As I stated, that's not my job. My happiness and orgasms are way more important than yours will ever be. Being a cuck means you live to serve. Well, how do I look? Let me turn around, give you the full 360. I want you to see it all. Perfect. Now, would you want to fuck me instantly if you saw me? Of course you would. You have such a hard time not being horny, you had to give that over to me. I'm going to be heading out then. Remember, do not touch yourself at all while I'm out. I don't want to come home and find you already came without me and without my permission. Then you won't get to reap the rewards of being a good cuck tonight. Don't you want to taste my cunt after it's orgasmed a few times? Exactly. Make sure the bedroom is set up for when I get back. Be good for me, baby. Later.